Today's shiur is Masechta Brachos, Daf Dalet, and we will begin on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where on the bottom of the Amud, six lines from the bottom, the Gemara continues describing David HaMelech's daily schedule. First, we learned that David HaMelech would get up, learn Torah, until the Amud HaShachar. Says the Gemara, Kimin Sha'ola Amur HaShachar, when the Amur HaShachar came up, Nichnasu Chachmi Yisrael Atzloi. The Chachmi Yisrael come in to visit David HaMelech. And Amrloi, and they tell him, Adoneinu HaMelech, Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Panosa. Chla Yisrael needs Panosa. And as the Mefarshim say, that Naf Yosef says, this wasn't a conversation that took place every day. This was a conversation that took place once. David HaMelech's advisors would come in every day. And one time they had this conversation. Amlem, so he said, L'chuv esparnesu zumezu. Zemizu, support one another, make business, and one will have an economy of everybody supporting each other. Others say, give tzedakah to those that need. Amaloi, ein ha-kaimitz mezbiyas ari. It isn't enough. Posh pshat is that it doesn't work. It's not working that the poor people are going to be supported by the wealthy people. It's not working that we can have an economy that takes care of itself. So he says, Amalahem, and ve'ena bar mischal mechuyosoy. If you empty a pit and you try to put back the earth, it won't fill up the entire hole. They're saying that the wealthy people don't have the ability to support the poor people. The economy can't support itself. Amalhem, if that's the case, l'chu u'pishtu b'deichem b'gdud. Go against war against the Malekim, who are disturbing the commerce of Klal Yisrael. Miyad, yoyatzen b'achitoyfel, they take advice from Achitoyfel, nimlochem b'Sanhedrin, and they take permission for Sanhedrin, v'shayalim, Urim v'tumim. Mefarshim, of course, discuss at great length the many halachas, the many practical applications we can learn from this Gemara. I saw from the Yaris Dvash that a person needs panosa. When is the right time to daven for panosa? Says the Yaris Dvash, the proper time to daven for panosa is by the Alois HaShachar. And it answers a question that I always had, because Alois HaShachar is the time when David HaMelech should be preparing for davening, Now he's starting to have consultations with his economic advisors, but that is the time for davening for Panosa, says the Yaris Dvash. And he explains, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that the rest of the world is starting to go to work. But what do we realize? We realize that our panosa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanos on us and accepts our tefillah. Also from here we see that when a person wants to enter into a business arrangement, the right thing for a Jew to do is to take advice from Gedolei Yisrael, from the Sanhedrin, from the Urim V'Tumim. Everything we do should be under the advice of Das Torah. I saw a beautiful pshat. The Gemara says, L'chu v'sparnesu zem izem. If we look in the tefillahs, we say, Shlo yitzdarchu Yisrael panosa ze l'ze. What's the difference between zeh mizeh and zeh mizeh? So somebody who does somebody else a favor, with tzedakah, with gemilas chesodim, right away, the person who did the favor feels very good. And that's pshat, shelo yitzdarchu am chabes Yisrael, zeh lezeh. When you do it zeh mizeh, that means we're both feeling good. the person who did the favor and the person who received the favor. And that's what David HaMelech said. When you will take care of each other, you will both feel good. But I'm telling you, says David HaMelech, but we, David, that we shouldn't have to come on to that. Shlo yitztarchu am chabes Yisrael ze leze. We shouldn't have to come on to a world where one Jew has to support another Jew. I saw that the Mefarshim, in explaining this Gemara, said, ask a question. David HaMelech first said, L'hu v'sparnesu zu mezu. And then afterwards, he said they should go to war. Why didn't he say right away? Why didn't he go right? If that's the best advice, why didn't he right away say that advice? So I saw a beautiful pshat. If Klal Yisrael would indeed attempt to start supporting each other, even though it doesn't make sense economically that it would work, it would work. If Klal Yisrael would start being mefarnes to each other and give tzedakah to each other, that would bring a Yeshua to Klal Yisrael. But they have to believe in it. And because they didn't believe in it, David HaMelech, they started saying it won't work. That's when they had to take on the other method of l'chu v'sparnesu zu mizu. I saw another pshat from the Klozim Gereba, also explains this Gemara very similarly. He says, what David HaMelech was trying to show was the greatness of Klal Yisrael. What David HaMelech was trying to show was that what did Klal Yisrael do? Klal Yisrael worry one for the other. But because they didn't take that challenge, that's why at the end they had no choice but to go to war. So the Gemara goes on to explain how we know that the people that the Gemara says were consulted were indeed consulted. Amar Rav Yosef, my craw. How do we see this from a pasuk? Says the Gemara, the pasuk says, V'acher achitoyfel b'nyoye b'nyoyoda v'avyosa v'sat svoy l'melech yoev. So we have three individuals, Achitofel ben Yoav, Achitofel ben Yoav, and Avyosar. Achitofel, who was Achitofel? Zayoyitz, he was David HaMelech's advisor. Bekein Weimer, v'atzas Achitofel shiyotz b'yom mehem, k'sheyishal ish b'dvar al-kim. Asking Achitofel advice was like asking Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu for advice. Ben Yoav is the Sanhedrin. He was the Rosh Bezdin of the Sanhedrin. Avyosar is the Urim V'Tumim, because he was the Kohen Gadol who wore the Urim V'Tumim. The Kenu Omer, and indeed that's what it says in the Pasuk, Uben Yoy Ben Yoyada, Ala Kresi Vela Placey. Ben Yoy Ben Yoyada was in charge of the Kresi Uplacey. V'lama Nikram Shmom Kresi Uplacey. Why are the Urim V'Tumim called Kresi Uplacey? Crazy shekarsin devrayim, they say exactly the right thing. Placey shemeflaim bedevrayim, and what they say is incredible. It's interesting to point out that that's Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. The Rashi says that the Gemara means to say crazy placey, that is referring to the Urim V'Tumim, whereas Tosfos learns crazy placey refers to the Sanhedrin. V'akach, after all of this was done, after this entire Seder was followed, Satzva l'melech Yoav, they went out to war. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Ada, v'amalei Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Eder of Idi. Micro, where do we see that David HaMelech woke up every night with a harp suspended over his bed? Because the Pasuk says, in Tehillim, Uruch v'ayri uri aneva v'china iri shachar. The different musical instruments wake me up. David HaMelech was woken up by these various musical instruments. Continues the Gemara. In our shir yesterday, the Gemara asked, the Pasuk says that David HaMelech says, Chatzos Laila Okum L'Hoydeslach. I woke up in Chatzos Laila. And the Gemara says, how did David HaMelech know Chatzos, where Chatzos is? if Moshe Rabbeinu did not know when Chatzos is? Says the Gemara, that's not true. Reb Zeira Amar Moshe Loilam Havi Yada. Moshe Rabbeinu did know when Chatzos is. V'Davinami Havi Yada. And so did David HaMelech, and so did David HaMelech as well. What he needed to know, L'Slurei Mishnasei. Says the Gemara, the Kivin the Moshe Havi Yada, if Moshe Rabbeinu indeed knew when Chatzos was, Lama Lameima Kechatzos, so why did he use the word Kechatzos? He should have said Chatzos. Says the Gemara, Moshe Kesav Hashem Yitu Atzdegnine Paroi. Maybe the advisors of Paroi will say, we know when Chatzos is, and when Moshe Rabbeinu said it's Chatzos, wasn't really Chatzos. And they'll say, V'yomru, and therefore they'll say, Moshe Rabbeinu Badoihu. Moshe Rabbeinu is a liar. And says the Gemara, important lesson we learn from here. Damamar, Loimid L'shoin Chaloim Eini Yedeya. A person should always have the habit of saying, I don't know. Shemitis Bazav Teichas, because maybe you'll say something and you'll turn out not knowing what you said. And therefore, have the habit of saying, I don't necessarily know. So, I saw a beautiful vart from the Musa Sfarim. Let's think about it. Well, when was Moshe Rabbeinu concerned that they're going to say that he's doesn't know what he's talking about? When the Mitzrayim have the Bechayrus all dead. So ask the Sfarim, at that time, the Mitzrayim are going to start saying that Moshe Rabbeinu is a liar. They have nothing else on their mind at that moment. So say the Musa Sfarim. When a person is committed to trying to say something which is inaccurate, he could have so much going on in his life. It doesn't make a difference. He's going to be busy with this. The Chazon Ish says, what's pshat in this Gemara, loy melashoncha eni yedeya? He asks, m'mon efshach, if you indeed don't know, so you don't know. And if you indeed do know, then you do know. What's pshat, loy melashoncha eni yedeya? So he says, there are people who have the tendency of thinking that they make assumptions. And based on their assumptions, that's what they think is the right thing. Says the Gemara, Lamad l'shon chaloy me'ani yedeya. Teach yourself to know that I don't know everything. Even don't say things just based on assumptions. The Klaus Megareba, also in answering this question, what does the Gemara mean when it says Lamad l'shon chaloy yedeya, means that a person should think before he speaks. Lamad l'shoincha, teach your tongue, any idea, should I say something, should I not say something? Don't just speak without thinking, is it appropriate for me to be speaking at this time? Another pshat that I saw from the Sefer Divrei Yisrael, from the Majid Rebbe, he says, Lamad l'shoincha loyma any idea, a person should learn to say, I don't know, I'm not the smartest. Who should I rely on? I should rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Any day, I don't know what's right. I rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who will lead me in the right way. And in fact, I saw Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Hakdamah to Svarim says in his tremendous humility that I'm paskening Shilas, but I'm not sure that I'm paskening right. And everybody who looks into my tshuvas should examine if what I'm saying is correct. Rav Moshe, the great Pesach, knew the concept of L'mad L'shoincha Eina Yedeya. I don't necessarily know everything. I'm not always sure that what I'm saying is correct. Another pshat that I saw is that an interesting Shaila Aloch L'maisa. The Shvash Yaakov discusses, let's say somebody's a member of a Bezdin, and we know we learned Masechta Sanhedrin, the Beis Din has to have three members or 23 members. And what happens if somebody's a member of a Beis Din and he sees that they're paskening the wrong way? Should he say any idea that they should have to bring more dayanim? And hopefully he hopes that by bringing more dayanim into this case, the psak will be what he considers the right psak. And he wants to suggest that that's what the Gemara means by saying, Lamad l'shoincha eni yedeya, that I should know to sometimes say eni yedeya, and that will help get to the right psak. Rav Ashi gives a different explanation what this Gemara means. He says, B'palga urta de tleis nagi abra oisu havakoi. Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking on the night between the 13th of Nisan and the 14th of Nisan in the morning. Vakam Moshe Yisrael. It was the night before Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he was saying to Klal Yisrael, "Omer Vakam Moshe Yisrael." And what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, "Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu told me, 'Lamocha kechat sois halayl kidna.' Tomorrow night at this very time, and the Yotze B'Soich Mitzrayim." Says the Gemara. David HaMelech says, Mizmul David, Shamra Nafshi Kichasarani. David HaMelech says, protect me, for I am a chasid. And as the Masil Shisharim explains, what is the definition of a chasid? He says, a chasid is somebody who loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're always going to be trying to figure out what that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us. He explains, just like a son who truly loves his father, doesn't wait for his father to tell him what to do. Rather, he on his own waits and starts to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from him. That is the definition of a chassid. And that is what David HaMelech said. I saw a different pshat a chassid. A chassid is somebody who takes everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him and uses it for avoidus Hashem. Chad Omer. So one of them, Levi and Rabbi Yitzchok, disagree. What does this explain? What does this mean? Chad Omer once says what David HaMelech meant to say was kach amad davul fen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shloim loy chosid ani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am I not a chosid? So called Malchei Mizrach Umariv, the kings on the east and the west. The Mashal explains, the world went from east to west. The north and the south are the north pole and the south pole where people can't live. Yishenim at Shal Shos, they sleep until late in the day. Vani, whereas I, Chatzois Laila Okim Lohoidus Lecha, I got up at Chatzois to daven and say your praises. And I saw a beautiful pshat. What was David HaMelech trying to say? So the Naf Yosef explains that everybody in life has different challenges that they need to think about, especially a king who has an entire country, an entire empire to be concerned. So how do kings compensate for that pressure? By living a life of luxury. Whereas David HaMelech says that even though I have the same challenges that every king has, I still don't choose to live a life of luxury. I choose to live a life of avodas Hashem. Vidach, kachom adavel b'nei Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is what David HaMelech said to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ribbono shel olam, lo chosid ani, am I not a chosid? Shekol malchei mizrach umariv yoshevim agudos agudos. All of the kings of the world sit in groups. Vani and I, yodai meluchlachas b'dam, my hands are dirty, so to speak, with the dam of the dam nida that we just discussed in Masechta Nida. B'shvir, I look at embryos. B'shilya, I look at afterbirths, the various shilas that we learned in Masechta Nidas. And what is the person? What is the purpose of all of this? Kedei letar ish labala. My whole goal is to help that Jewish couples should be able to have relations. And I saw that the Shaar Mitzionim Balocha says that this Gemara is here to teach us a very critical halacha. And that's when a Rav gets a Shaila, especially in Hilchas Taras HaMashpacha, he should try, of course, in a permissible way, to help that a couple should be able to have relations. And he quotes the Noida Behuda. In Madura Kama Yeridei Simem Mem Gim. Chazal, says the Noida Behuda, Lo Shivchu L'Dov Shiyodim Echlokas Kedei Lavdila Mavoin Esanidim Temeyuhu. He says, look at the wording of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say that Chazal were praising David because he wanted to make sure that nobody would be Oved Aveir of Nida. Ela Shvach Yoisel Letarim Letama. The greatest Shvach we could give is that a husband and wife can have relations. Letar Isha Lebalav. And the fact that it's Yosef says that what David HaMelech said was that even if other Rabbonim were trying to be Machmer, what I did was I went out of the way to try to be Mekel, Kedei Letar Isha Lebalav. And the Marsham says a very powerful pshat. He says that the Gemara says, Ein ben David bo, Mashiach cannot come until all the neshamas shall be guf. There's a place in Shemayim called the guf, where all the neshamas reside, and all those neshamas have to be brought to the world. And then Mashiach could come. So he says, that's pshat. David HaMelech wanted Mashiach to come. So he wanted the husband and wife should be able to have relations, and they should be able to have children, and that will bring Mashiach tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu. I saw a beautiful pshat from Rabbi Issa Zalman in this Gemara. He says, we need to understand, what was David HaMelech doing? David HaMelech was boasting. David HaMelech was saying, I'm available to answer shailas, and I'm always mekel. So he says, David HaMelech had a shingle on his door. He had a shingle on his door that people could come as shailas, and they could come as shailas whenever they want. That was the shingle on his door. And that's what made David HaMelech the chassid. He was always available for Klal Yisrael. V'loyoid, continues the Gemara, El Shkomash and Yosa, says David HaMelech, whatever I do, Ani Melech, Ani Nimlech, B'mefoshes Rabbi. I check with my Rebbe, Mifiboshes. V'ani Oimeloi, and I tell him, Mifiboshes Rebbe, Yofadante, I ask him, did I paskin correctly? Yofachayafti, Yofazikisi, Yofatati, Yofitamesi. V'loy Boishti, and I was never embarrassed to ask a question. Amrav Shubar Edi Maikra, because the pasuk says V'adabro Negin Melochim V'loy Avish. So Mepharshim ask, why did David HaMelech have to make a long speech? He just should have said, I asked Mephibosheth if he agrees. So the Mepharshim say, David HaMelech was trying to show the world not just that he asked a question perfunctory. He delved into the question with his Rebbe to make sure that he passed and correct. Tana continues the Gemara. Lo Mephibosheth Shemai. His name wasn't really Mephibosheth. El Ishbosheth Shemai. His name is Ishbosheth. V'lo Menekah Shemai Mephibosheth. Why was he called Mephibosheth? Shemefayish Pnei David Ba'alocha. He would embarrass David HaMelech with the Halocha. L'fikach, and because David acted in such a modest way, Zocha David V'yotzim Menekilov. David HaMelech was Zocha that Kilov should come from him. Bam Rabbi Yochanan says the Gemara like Kilov Shemai. His name wasn't really Kilov. El Daniel Shemai. His real name was Daniel. V'lamanik of Shemai Kilov. What was he called? Kilov. Shemachlev pim b'yishes b'chalocha. To teach us that he was able to embarrass Mifiboshes and Alocha. Volav Omar Shlomo b'chachmasai. Regarding him, Shlomo Melech says, "Bni, im chacham lipcha yismach li gamani. If you're smart and you're so intelligent that you can outshine my Rebbe, I am happy. Vaymer chacham bni v'samach libi v'shive charfe dover. I could. People try to say that I was wrong. I could show them that I wasn't wrong because I had a son, I had a descendant who was able to show that I am correct in the halacha." Continues the Gemara. "B'David mikarel nafshi chassid." Ask the Gemara, is it possible to say that David HaMelech called himself a chassid? "V'ksiv lulei amanti liris b'tov Hashem b'eretz achayim." And the word lulei means if not. "V'tani m'shmeid Reb Yossi." The Braisa taught us, "Lama Nikra," if you look in the Pasuk, "Lama Nokud," you look in the Pasuk on the word Lulav, the dots. "Amad Avil Fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu." David HaMelech says to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, "Rabbanu Shalom, Muftach Ani Becha, Shatam Salam Tzchar Toiv." You pay good tzchar. So I saw my first time ask, what's pshat that you pay good tzchar? What's the difference between good tzchar and bad tzchar? So I saw that good tzchar means that tzaddikim realize that the main tzchar they're going to get is olam haba, not in this world. And that's why it's called a tzaddikim los olavai. And it ain't your day, but I'm not quite certain, im yesh li chelk b'neim aloi, will I have a portion of that tzchar? Because I am concerned, shema yigre machet. Maybe I did averis. And as the Ramban explains, tzaddikim are constantly examining themselves, and they're not quite sure if they did the right thing. And I saw further that the Mefarshim say, can a tzaddik believe that he did an aver b'mezid? Of course the tzaddik doesn't have a chavamina that he did an aver b'mezid. But what he did, what they're concerned is that they maybe did an aver b'shoigig. And therefore, I'm concerned, maybe I did an aver and I won't have olam haba. And the Gemara says, where do we have a precedence for this? K'rav Yaakov Idi. The Rav Yaakov Idi Rami. K'siv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov Avinu, "Hine noichi imach u'mishmartich b'chol shateilech." HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees Yaakov Avinu, "I will be with you." V'ksiv, and the other, and you have nothing to worry about. And yet the Pasuk says, "V'ksiv v'yiru Yaakov ma'oid." Omar, Yaakov Avinu said, "Shem yigra mechait." Maybe I didn't do the right thing. And the Meiri explains, as much as a person knows that he's doing good things, he's giving tzedakah, he's doing gemilas chasadim, he's learning, that should not ever bring him to a situation where he believes that everything is great. He should always be concerned that maybe he didn't do what he was supposed to do. And the Sifsei Chachamim takes this a step further. The Sifsei Chachamim explains that the Gemara says, Masechta Yevamah Staf Kof Chof Aleph Amud Beis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's medadikim tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's particular with tzadikim kechot asara. And that's why David HaMelech was particularly concerned, who knows what's going to be. And Ketanya, and in fact we have a precedent for this, that you need to be concerned. The Pasuk says in the Shira, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Amzu Kenisa. Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem is the Bi'ur Rishona, when Klai Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yeshua, when we know there was tremendous Nisim. Ad Yavar Amzu Kenisa is the Bi'ur Shniya, when they came to Eretz Yisrael with Ezra. B'kan Amr Chachamim, and the Torah compares these two entrances to Eretz Yisrael. Klai Yisrael should have had a Nes in the time of Ezra. They should have had the exact same experience. Our Mishnah discussed three different opinions to when you say Krishma Shalavis. One opinion was until the end of Hashemai Rishayna, which we discussed in the previous year. According to Gamliel, until the Amud HaShachar, and according to the Chachamim, until Chatzos. So the Gemara says, V'chamayim, as we just said, that the Zman is till Chatzos. Ask the Gemara, Chachamim commands, whose opinion of the Chachamim follow? Ikar Belezer Sfir Lehu. Ask the Gemara if they fell like Rebbe Lezer, and the Tshaf B'chob means when you're going to sleep, Lamek Rebbe Lezer. So then it should only be Telashmer Rishayna, because that's when people are going to sleep. If, on the other hand, Kergamliel Sfirlu, they hold like Kergamliel, when they explain Bishach B'chob means while you're sleeping, so Lamek Kergamliel, they should say like Kergamliel, that you could say Krishma till the Amura Shachar. Answers the Gemara, Lalem Kergamliel Sfirlu. They really hold like Kergamliel. Bishach B'chob means as long as you're sleeping. V'had the Kamri at Chatzos. So why did they say you could say Krishma only until Chatzos? K'dei l'harchik is an Adam and Avera. To help avoid coming and doing an Avera. K'ritanya. As indeed the Brisa says. Chachamim also siyog l'divrayim. Chachamim made an extra siyog, offense. Shloyeot. K'dei shloy Adam, bom and asodam erev, a person shouldn't come home in the evening, oima, and I say to himself, eich lebeisi v'eich lekima, I'll go home, and I'll eat a little, v'eshtekim, and I'll drink a little, v'ishin kim, I'll take a short nap, v'akach eker krishma v'espalo, and then I'll say krishma and davin. And meanwhile, v'chotvas hashina, he'll fall asleep for the night, v'nimtzi yoshin kol alayla, without having saying krishma. Aval, what is the right thing to do? Odna Baman Asada, come home, Be'erev, Nichlis Be'sa Knesses, go into Shul, Emraga Likrois, if you are used to learning Tarsh B'Ksav, Kairi. Emraga Lishnois, and if you're used to learning Gemara, Mishnais, learn that. The Kray Krishma, and then say Krishma, Umispalu, and Davin Mayriv, Vaychel Pitoi, eat dinner, Umivarech, and say, and to say Birchas Hamazon. There's a discussion based on this Gemara that Arizal says that a person should not learn Torah Shebiksab Balayla. A person should learn Torah Shebiksab by day and Torah Shebapeh by night. And in fact, the Behetiv in Eirechayim, Simon Reish Lamed Beis, Reish Lamed Ches, Sif Cotton Beis, quotes that Arizal. And the basis for this minik, says the Chidah, is because the Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim for 40 days and 40 nights, when did he know? How did he know when day was? How did he know when night was? Because when he learned Torah Shebiksav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knew it was day. And when he learned Torah Shebapeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knew it was night. But from our Gemara, it seems that one may learn Torah by night, because Agamar says, a person is used to learning Torah Shebiksav, he could learn Torah Shebiksav. And if he's used to learning Torah Shebapeh, he should learn Torah Shebapeh. And in fact, the Marsham, based on this, says you may learn Torah Shebiksav at night. Certainly, the Paiskim say that if you learn Torah Shebiksav with Mefarshim, with Rashi, so you're combining your Torah Shebiksav with Torah Shebapeh, that may be done at night. Or if you're a person that can't learn anything else, you're not up to Torah Shebapeh, certainly you may learn it at night. And our Gemara is maybe a Raya, but it's not necessarily a Raya, because first of all, our Gemara is speaking about you came before the Zman of Krishma. So maybe if you came before this man of Krishma, it's not night. And also, like we just said, maybe you're learning Torah Shebiksav with Mefarshim of Torah Shebapeh, or maybe you're learning Torah Shebapeh. Maybe you don't know better, and therefore certainly you'll learn Torah Shebiksav. Which opens up the question. People sometimes have to say Tehillim. And the question is, could somebody say Tehillim at night? So certainly after Chatzos, there is no question that Tehillim may be recited already. But even if it's before Chatzos, the Paiskim say if you learn the Tehillim, it's like we just learned. And also Paiskim are a little more lenient. If you're saying it because there's somebody who needs a Yeshua, we could perhaps be learning. We could be more lenient. And then the Gemara Braisa concludes, Ask the Gemara, Maishna b'chol dukta d'loik tani chai misa. It's a very sharp language. We don't usually say that if somebody goes against what Chazal said, the chayiv misa. Answers the Gemara. It's very common that people are going to fall asleep, and therefore we have to be very strict in this halacha. That those that believe that Tfilas Arvus is Rishus, Kamashman de Chayva. And Tosfos right away points out, not that anybody assumes that Tfilas Arvus is a total Rishus, that you have a right not to daven. You have a right not to daven Ma'ariv. But maybe you can be more lenient. Kamash Malan, that you can't be lenient in Ma'ariv. The Magen Avraham and Siman Reish Lamed Beis quotes the Marivail that somebody who didn't daven is not allowed to learn. And here it seems to say that if you come to shul, that you are allowed to learn even though you haven't davened. So the Machsa Shekel says that the Issa is only eating and drinking, it's not learning. Others say that we're talking about a place where there's a minyan kavua. And since there's a minyan kavua, so he's going to daven Ma'ariv with that minyan kavua, we need not be so concerned. Another pshat that I saw is that it's already more than a half an hour before the Zman. And even though the halacha is that one, once the Zman of a mitzvah comes, has to do the mitzvah, but if he begins more than a half an hour before the Zman, then he could be more lenient. In general, if somebody has a minyan kavua, where he davens in that minyan kavua every night, he could be more lenient in eating before he davens Ma'ariv and says Krishma. Or if somebody has a shomer who will remind him, you have to say Krishma and daven Ma'ariv, he could be more lenient. And the Taz says that only a suda, a whole meal, may not be eaten. But somebody who just wants to do tima, eat something small, that's permitted. I saw a beautiful vart from the Imre Emes. The Gemara says, somebody who goes against what Chazal says, chayiv misa. We know, says the Imre Emes, the midah toiva is always merubah merida peronius. So if somebody is oival divrei chachamim, chayiv misa, certainly somebody who's mekayim divrei chachamim, how much bracha v'hatzlocha will he bring to his life? Continues the Gemara Amar Mar, we learned, Kair Krishma, you say Krishma, v'akach mespalel, and then daven. Mesailei l'Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara, this is a proof to Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ezu ben Olam Haba, who's a person, a ben Olam Haba, and as the Ben Yoyada explains, a ben Olam Haba, we say in Pirkei Avos, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek L'Olam Haba. But a ben Olam Haba is a notch above somebody who just Yesh Lahem Chelek L'Olam Haba. Eiz ben Olam Haba, Hasoymech Gula L'Tfila. He says, Gol Yisrael, and then Davin's Ma'ariv, Rabbi Shu ben Levi'ima, Tfilas Be'emtsa Tiknan. That means, According to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, what you're supposed to do is say Shema in the morning, and then say Shemon Esrei of Shacharis, then say Shemon Esrei of Ma'ariv, and only afterwards daven Ma'ariv. Ask the Gemara b'may k'mifki, what is the basis of the Melchloikis? Says the Gemara, Yibayisei Mekra, Yibayisei Mesfara. It can be based on a Pasuk, it can be based on a Sfara. Yibayisei Mesfara, Rabbi Yochanan Sava Gula Me'urta Nami Hava. There was some gula at night as well. Elam gula ma'al yisa lahava ala tzafra. The greater gula was in the morning, but there was gula in the night as well. And therefore, since there was gula at night, we should say gula l'tfila. Rav Shu ben Levi saw v'kivim de lahava elam tzafra. Since the gula was really in the morning when they left Mitzrayim, they have a gula ma'al yisa, and therefore there's no need to be soimach gula l'tfila by night, according to Rabbi Shu ben Levi. V'ibayisema, The machlokes is around the pasuk. B'shneim ekra echadarsha. The ksiv, as we've been quoting in our shiurim, the Torah says b'shach b'cha of kumecha. Rabbi Yochanan Sava makas shchiva l'kima. The Torah compares the krishma shall shachris and the krishma shall arvis. Ma krishma in the morning. Ma kima the krishma shall shachris. As krishma v'akach tefila af shchiva. So too by the krishma shall arvis. The proper order is krishma v'akach tefila. Rav Shua ben Levi Sava makas shchiva l'kima. Ma kima krishma samach l'mitasoi. You say krishma right close to when you got up, then tefillah, because first we say krishma in the morning, and then we say tefillah, so too in the evening. We should daven, and then say krishma, and then we're going to go to sleep. Ask the Gemara on Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Mosmar b'rei d'ravina. It says in the Mishnah, later in our perek, when the Mishnah discusses the birchas krishma, b'erev m'varach shtayim l'fenev shtayim l'chareah, by krishma shall arvis, we say two brachas before the krishma and two brachas afterwards. Now, ask the Gemara, what are the two brachas we say at night? Gal Yisrael and Hashkivenu. Ask the Gemara, vi amrit boi lismach, that we're supposed to say krishma, we're supposed to say Gal Yisrael right before tefillah, halai kasamach gula l'tefillah. You're not saying gula right before the tefillah. Da boi l'meim Hashkivenu. Aren't you saying Hashkivenu between the Gal Yisrael and the tefillah? Answers the Gemara, Amri, Kivan the Tkinu Rabbanan Hashkivenu. Once Chazal told us to say Hashkivenu, Kegula Arich the Damya. It's considered part of the Gula. So the Pashto Pshat is that whatever Chazal tells us to do, that makes it into a Gula. But I saw another beautiful Pshat, that the Gemara means to say that Kegula Arich, because what do we say in Hashkivenu? In Hashkivenu, we say that in Hashkivenu, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect us, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does protect us. And since we're mentioning the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why it's considered a Gula Richta. So the Rashba asks, it's very interesting. By Shachris, we don't have a Gula Richta. We say Gal Yisrael right before Shemen Esrei. By Mayriv, we have this Hashkivenu in between. So the Rashba answers that the Yerushalmi says that the Brichas Krishma are connected to the Pasuk Agisa by Yoyman Velayla. That a person is supposed to learn Torah by day and by night. So he says that we have to learn, since we want to learn by day and by night, so just like we want to compare the Krishma Shal Aris and the Krishma Shal Shachris. So in the morning, we have four brachas. In the morning, we have three brachas. We have a bracha on Torah, of a Havas Olam. So at night, where we don't have a bracha of Torah, we have to say Hashkivenu, we need more protection. Continues the Gemara. Dilo temahachi, for if we will not say this, Shachris heitzi masa samach. So even by Shachris, we're not doing gula l'tfila. Because Vamar Rabbi Yochanan, we know what halacha is. B'tchilayim Hashem sfasai tiftach. First you say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach before you start Shemin Asri L'Besayfa, I mean Yulu Ratzim Rifi. Elohasim Kimet Tkinu Rabban Al-Mayim Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. If Chazal said we should say it, Ketfil Arich Tadamya. So it's not a problem, it becomes part of Shemin Asri. Hachinami, here too by Ashkivenu. Kimet Tkinu Rabban Al-Mayim Hashem. Once Chazal said that we should say Ashkivenu, Kegul Arich Tadamya. And that's why here in Chutz Laaretz, where we say Baruch Hashem Lo'olam Amen V'Amen and Yiru V'Neinu, it's also not considered a hefsek because Chazal said we should say it. Says the Gemara, Amar Abelazo, Amar Avina. B'chol Oyim Tehillah David, B'chol Yoyim Shalosh Pam, whoever says Tehillah David Ashrei three times a day, Muftach Lo'ishu Ben Olam Haba, he's guaranteed to be an Olam Haba. My time, Ilay Mishum Da'asi Be'alabeis, because this perek has the entire Elabeis. So then I could find even a better one. Name Ashri Tami Madera, Perikuf Yates, the Ashri B'tam Yapin, that has the Alabeis eight times, eight Pesukim with the Alabeis. I'm Shem the Isbe Peseiches Yedecha, because it hasn't it Peseiches Yedecha. So I asked the Gemara to exclaim and proclaim that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us Panosa. So says the Gemara, if that's so important, Name a Hala HaGadol. The Ksiv in Hala HaGadol it says, Noisen Lechem L'cha Basar. El Mishun Despeitarti. It has the point of the Alabes. And what makes the Alabes so special? Because that's the letters with which the Torah was written. And also as Pesachas Yedecha, how Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us Panasa. Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Continues the Gemara, why is there no Nun in Ashrei? Because it refers to Klal Yisrael's downfall. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, and Amos, Nafloi Sosuf Kum Psulis Yisrael. Memorava, and that's a Soma Tatzle Hakri. Nafla, Klal Yisrael has fallen. However, Loi Sosuf, it will no longer fall anymore. Kum Psulis Yisrael. Says the Gemara, even though we speak about the downfall of Klal Yisrael. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Afil Achi Chazer Dabar V'Samcha Baruch HaKadosh. David HaMelech says the Klal Yisrael will have a Yeshua. Shenema, Soymech Hashem, L'Kol HaNoiflim. And as I saw that the Sefer Sheiris Menachem explains, what's so special about Ashrei? What's so special about Ashrei is that it teaches us that every day, every one of us has to make a cheshbon nefesh. We have to make a cheshbon nefesh. Where are we in the world? And who's supporting us in the world? And that the entire world revolves around Torah. And if a person lives that kind of life, then muftach loy, then he is going to have olam haba. And the definition of having olam haba is not that he's only going to have olam haba in the next world. His life in this world is a life of olam haba. It's a great life, because it's life where the person knows what's important and what's not important.